Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Attention pro athletes. Want to secure your financial legacy and thrive off the field? Oak Bridge Wealth Management, led by wealth manager Chris Anicetti, is your dedicated financial planning ally. But don't take it from me. Take it from the Dallas Cowboys' Tyler Biadasz. He says, Chris set goals financially and has been incredibly impactful in my journey in the NFL. Experience our customized, comprehensive approach, trusted by top NFL players. Don't leave your financial success to chance. Connect with Chris on Instagram at OakbridgeWM_Anicetti. That's OakbridgeWM_Anicetti. And let Oakbridge Wealth Management guide you across the goal line.
Bernstein again. Big opening. Pass five. Pass 10. Erdl's a man. And he goes all the way to the 15-yard line.
To Believe in Badgers on the Believe Network, presented by BetOnline.ag and Oak Bridge Wealth Management. Once again, I'm Matt Perkins. Today, we've got AJ Blazek on the show, Badgers offensive line coach. We just kind of got into it with me and Bernie and Coach Blazek. So you'll find our conversation just kind of jumps from the middle here, upcoming in just a second. So we really hope that you enjoy the interview with Coach Blazek. We're going to have a lot more coaches coming on throughout the spring as well, which we are very excited about here on Believe in Badgers. Before we hop into our interview with the new offensive line coach for the Badgers, want to remind everyone that we are presented by betonline.ag, where they continue to be your number one source for all of your online sports wagering needs. You name it, they've got it over there at BetOnline. Head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with our promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're just going to hop right into it. We're kind of mid-sentence when this recording begins, but it's some really good stuff. We know that everyone here listening will enjoy it. Without any further ado, here is myself and Bernie and Coach Blazek.
I'll be in and out of muting, so just, okay, just, it's chaotic here, but I'm sure you have done a lot in you thrive in chaos.
Yeah, so hold on, catch me up. So where are you at? Are you here in Madison?
So I work for the university in fundraising, but I am in Tarrytown, New York in Westchester.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I played fullback for the Badgers 01 to 05.
So, okay, you right after I left, right in 2000 was my last one. So were you with – Casey was gone right before you got here, wasn't he? Robot.
Casey was gone, yeah. I think he graduated in the 97, 98, somewhere around that area, 99.
Yeah, him and
he was with Ron Dane, so yeah.
How about that for small world?
Dude, I love that guy. He is a – You ever go golfing with him? He wears sandals.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
When he took that job, I was like, hey, Casey, they give you a pair of shoes and like you wear it? Because I've never seen him in like 5 years of knowing him, 10 years of knowing him with closed-toed shoes on.
Well, he's a big on-cloud guy now. I kind of wear him out. He's kind of fancy. So
Well, he had the opportunity. He just fishes and
correct
sits in sandals all day.
Correct. Yeah. And the problem is him and I will get along because we drove back from Nashville last week and I got my clubs and I got my fishing pole and all my fishing stuff.
So you guys got an in together big time.
Oh.
I fishing to me is it's too like sitting around and if I'm not drinking beer, I can't do it.
Well, the problem is the normal, I would say from my North Dakota time, Minnesota, you know, the Wisconian answer would be to like walleye fish and troll and maybe have a beverage or two, just like ice fishing. I get bored doing that. So let me fish for smallies. Let me fish for some northern. Let's move around. Keep the bait moving. I guys got to keep me occupied.
I like the tip ups on the ice fishing, and then you just sit and drink beer, and you
don't do fishermen.
But you know, like we didn't go fishing in Westchester.
You're right.
We didn't go hunting, so it's all new world out there in Wisconsin.
So you're from New York originally, then?
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what, in my time at Rutgers, we loved Jersey. I recruited the city. I did Long Island, which was crazy. You know, mm-hmm. Matter of fact, that was right before
you went to Canarsie.
That was right before Jack Cohn came here. So he was.
Oh wow! Okay.
That was my first year out on the island, and I enjoyed it out there.
It's good football. They just net people just don't. Yeah. They don't make it to the Midwest.
Every good athlete ends up in lacrosse.
On Long Island for
my
sure.
My son's a college lacrosse player, so that's. I kind of fell in love with it out there. It's a fun as a parent. Now I love baseball, mm-hmm. but as a parent, I can go to a 2-hour baseball game that's 4 hours behind. Or I can go to a lacrosse game in an hour and 10 minutes, and I know it's going to be done.
Right. And it's fast-paced the whole time.
Yes.
It's like hockey.
It's more physical than people think.
It's more physical.
Oh.
Well,
Coach, this is a pleasure. We're so excited.
You know, we're like I said, we're very excited here. So I guess I'll do the intro now.
Let's roll. Yeah.
I mean, we're just kind of rolling with it here on Believe in Badgers, part of the Believe Network presented by betonline.ag. I'm Matt Perkins, joined as always by Badger legend, the Hebrew Hammer himself, Matt Bernstein. Bernie, how are we doing today?
Dude, special day. We got the O-line coach. I feel like a glorified O-lineman, although I did touch the ball a couple times. But man, every day with Matt Perkins is a holiday on the podcast. We were just talking before about the trajectory of Wisconsin football, and I'm excited every second about this, and I have to wait now, although only a couple weeks until spring ball.
Hey, right around the corner.
Yeah.
I don't miss those days, Coach. Spring ball is not as fun as I think coaches love it.
No, the coaches, players, it's the best. It's the best.
That's what we thought.
You can try everything. You can move guys around. If there's a mistake, you got a couple days to fix it. It's not like there's a game right away within 4 days or 5 days.
And you can scrimmage more.
Yeah. As a developmental guy, I like them because I can really, you could spend a little more time and slow it down with guys. You know, you can explain it. You can see it register with them, and you can come back tomorrow and work on it in the same setting. I think it's kind of the real like playground of O-line play. It's a fun part for me.
Well, Coach Blasek, one of the things that a lot of people I've talked to have said about you is that like you're an excellent teacher of technique. And so like when you're teaching technique, especially when it comes to in an offense that most of these guys have only had a year in now, like what are the sort of like the finer points that you're trying to teach? What are the things that you're emphasizing with these guys?
Well, I think I came from that school just down the road, you know, 20 some years ago, which is very similar to, you know, traditional Badger ball. You know, Matt is going, where's my place in this thing? You know, where's Bernstein fit in this huddle? You know what I mean? You're still running inside outside zone. You're running power counter. You're doing every other run scheme. It's just with some of the less, you know, there's less parts sometimes. And as people see it open up a little bit, well, are we straight? You know, I love some of the names. I mean, the fans here are unbelievable. I've seen Derry Raid. I've seen, you know, and Longo brings a lot of experience. So I think it's the game. It's opened the box up a little bit. That's what some of the receivers have done. And our receiver core, what Kenny's done here just in a month and a half, 2 months he's been here, the energy those guys have, I think that is where the game's changing a little bit. I think there's more skill kids to recruit than there used to be. And it's just harder to find. I mean, it's hard to find a good fullback, Bernie. You know what I mean? So, like, you can't count on them all the time. And so I do. I think scheme-wise, though, it's the same as it's always been here. You know, you go back and look at the days from, you know, when Coach Alvarez to Bielma to Chris to the traditional heavy personnel, it's the same schemes we're running. There's just less parts into it and let you go all of it. So, you know, as an inside-outside zone guy or whether you're a power guy, you know, we're going to run all those. And so it's the same stuff, and the fundamental pieces haven't changed in 50 years, to be honest with you. You know, the use of hands maybe in O-line play the last 30, 40 years, but it is still, you know, footwork, knees, hips, bottom up, start from the ground, get your body in the right position, and then we can block people.
So, Coach, I hope you can't hear the saw, but if you can, Matt Perkins, cut it out. Coach, we just got a lot of stuff going on here. It's pretty wild.
Good.
In my 1,000-square-foot apartment. Yeah, I do. We're thriving in chaos. My wife and I are consistently laughing at each other, saying, you just said you were going to have a breakdown, and now you're not having one. And I'm like, yeah. So, Coach, can you explain the process of, you know, going through coming to Wisconsin? Like, what made this exciting for you? What have you seen? I mean, you were with Iowa for a long time. What made you want to come join this staff, and what excited you about this new offense and Coach Longo and Fickell?
Yeah, so it's interesting, and that all goes back. You know, Coach Fickell and I had never really met. We had known guys that had crossed paths, and, you know, at Rutgers, I was with some Ohio State guys that he was with, so there were some connections. And, you know, Chris Ash was really a big connection with Luke, with Coach Fickell, just from their time at Ohio State together. You know, Mac, that was, you know, as an athletic director here, has ties to, you know, some mentors of mine, you know, strength coaches. And so in doing the research, I think between the two of them, we're like, hey, this might be a guy we got to look at. And Coach Fickell and I had a good, probably 3-hour conversation. And it really didn't have a lot to do with X's and O's at all. I just talked about what he wanted in his O-line, what he was looking for, the current state of, like, depth in the room and old guys and young guys. And, you know, they just recruit a heck of a freshman offensive line class. So development's going to be key. You got some veterans that are really looking to maximize in their final years here at Wisconsin. And so it's a unique setting. You got to have a confident guy that's going to come in and coach those old guys. But also, you know, you got that hand to bring a young buck along that might have to be in the two deep a little bit right now. And, you know, so I think if anything, you're going to see really aggressive O-line play. You're going to see guys that football's really important. I've been so impressed with kind of the culture that Coach Fickell's laid down here. You know, from day one when I walked in, the kids love to work. And Coach Collins in the weight room, man, I think he's a secret now to make a lot of this go. And as an O-line coach, there's nothing more important than that strength coach, you know, and the guy that, you know, the O-line's the one group, they lift every day at 6 a.m. and him and his staff are meeting them in there, and they're high energy. And I think they create an excitement just to get the guys better. And that's the foundation of development that coaches has in place here. And our conversation was about that. And so to come to a place with the storied history of Wisconsin football, especially Wisconsin O-line play, and have an opportunity to be a guy that where the emphasis, I want development. And I, you know, Longo and I have never worked together, but at Western Illinois, you know, I helped flip a program and we had a great staff, but our offensive coordinator was an old Stevens Point boy, Ted Slofsky. And Ted and I spent 3 years together. I'd come from Iowa. I'd been at Winona State. We were going to line up and run power and 21 and the same stuff, right? Ted came from that, hey, we're going to spread it out and be ahead of the curve in college football. And it forced me at a lower level, which I think every coach, you need to do that to kind of find out who you are, not necessarily who you worked for or where I came from or who you are as a coach and what you believe in and what you hang your hat on. And so at Western Illinois, man, I was able to, we were no huddle. It wasn't crazy tempo. But I come from the quarterback's going to point the run game and point protections and we're going to count. And that's what I knew. And now we were in an offense. I mean, it's 15 years, 10, 15 years ago. We were in an offense where now how's the center going to do this? And how are we going to communicate? We don't have time to get all those calls out. And so it made me create a lot of stuff and pictures for linemen. And I've actually carried that over. You know, I was with out of Rutgers with Drew Merringer that came from Ohio State. We were no huddle. Back to Jerry Kill, who was we were huddle and power and 21. And then John McNulty, who came from Pro Style. So I was three different complete offenses there. And if anything, I would say from a staff standpoint, I've learned a lot of ways over 20 years to teach the same core values. And, you know, so I knew what Longo was about. I knew a lot of, you know, it's, does he want to line up and punch people in the mouth and grind them down? He does. But if you have those next guy and the third guy into the box, and instead of just packing all, you know, 22 guys, trust me, I love that as much as anybody. But the day has come 21 to 24, 28 points isn't enough to take you where you want to go. And that's what that all. So where we open it up to add that extra 10, 12 points, 15, you know, hopefully in what you're doing offensively, you gotta move it a little bit quicker. You gotta score a little faster just to keep up with some of the, I tell the line, when we prepare every day, I'm not training for a certain team or every rep has to be run like a Big Ten championship rep. I don't know who we're playing there, but I know that they're not going to be bad. And so when you work technique, you might only get 3 to 4 actual reps in a 5-minute period. Make it the best, like even as the look guy, you know, we service ourselves a lot offensively, holding the bags and different stuff. But that can't be a rep off because you need a realistic look or a reaction. And you only get so many reps in a day. You might seem like you're out there a lot, but to work that, the intentionality of everything you're thinking about and processing to get them to the point where it becomes habit and then they can play at 100 miles an hour. You know, I'm you talk development, I'm probably not a guy that's going to lose my mind when you miss a block or take a run. Because when you do that, guys get gun shy and then they start, well, I don't want to make a mistake. Hey, when you pre-snap process, what am I doing? Where am I going? After that, cut it loose, throw haymakers, and we'll pick our head up after 6 seconds. Come back and do it again for 72 snaps. So I kind of got off there a little bit, but that's from the development standpoint and how we got here to Wisconsin. Coach Fickell, the reputation he has, Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin. I've recruited for probably 8 years at different places. So the connection with coaches, the tradition of walk-ons, of in-state recruiting, of geographic, you know, how important it is to that fan base, just the energy that comes out of here and the pride people have in the University of Wisconsin in this state. Those are the places you want to go work. Those are the places you want to be.
Attention athletes. Do you want a frictionless and tailored financial planning experience to secure your future? Well, look no further. Introducing Oak Bridge Wealth Management, the premier financial planning firm for professional athletes. Led by wealth manager Chris Anicetti, our team provides a unique and comprehensive approach, ensuring your financial success both on and off the field. We understand the unique challenges you face as a professional athlete, from managing cash flow habits to planning major business purchases and navigating complex contracts. That's why we've developed a proven process, working closely with our strategic partners to provide seamless solutions for your unique financial journey. Our services evolve with your career, offering short, mid, and long-term goal setting, portfolio optimization, real estate investments, and more. As you transition to life beyond the field, we support you with career development and philanthropic ventures. But don't just take our word for it. Top NFL players like Chase Roullier, Tyler Biadasz, Alec Ingold, and more trust Oak Bridge Wealth Management to guide them towards financial success. Troy Dye of the Minnesota Vikings says, "I really love the work that Chris and the rest of the Oak Bridge group do. I especially like the honesty and transparency when it comes to setting up financial goals and plans that best fit my needs and situation. It's time to elevate your financial game plan. Connect with Chris on Instagram at OakBridgeWM_Anicetti. That's OakBridgeWM_Anicete. And join the winning team."
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But listen, you're right, though. In a college sports and practice, you don't get 25 reps like high school. You get three or four. I don't think people understand that, Coach. When you said you get four, potentially five reps in a period, we're talking about you get 25 reps total, like in a day, and they all have to be perfect. And Coach Fick and Longo, they're not – you also are not going to say we're going to have 15 good ones in 25. That's not Wisconsin football. It's not a college football.
Correct.
So how do you go with a line that's had so many different coaches? How do you build on the positives and then break kind of the bad habits that have maybe just been built by accident?
And I tell the guys, I say, really, there's no bad habits. There's good habits, and there's ones we probably need to fix or tweak or fit this system, fit this scheme. So some of the stuff I step in here with, I'll have Jack, I'll have Riley. We'll be working some individual, and it's just stuff that just boom, 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 and it happens. Some of those guys, you know, I say this like it. My parents were divorced. I had a stepmom. Mom was in it. I really had four parents growing up. And some people, man, how do you? As I'm older, I'm like, man, the experience I got from those four parents and perspectives. Some of these guys that have had four coaches, it's been hard. It's not easy, but they have a plethora of knowledge. And, you know, and Rudy and Bo, I knew those guys. I came and visited those guys. And Jack and I knew each other through recruiting and seeing each other on the trail. But everybody's going to have their different sticking points. My best friend will coach something differently than I do because of what they believe in. And that's what goes back to that, your small college days. Why do you believe in it? How's it all go together? It's not about just the O-line. Like, how do we fit with the running backs and protection or the quarterbacks and the RPO game and who's reading who? And that stuff all has to be understood. And maybe that, I think, schematically, and then guys understand the why. And you hear that a lot, but I don't know if coaches really slow down and teach the why. Like, I can have the most beautiful PowerPoint. I can have the greatest plethora, glossary of drills. But if my players don't know why we're doing them, and don't know what we're trying to get out of the drill, we're just doing drills so I feel like a better coach because it looks better. And at the end of the day, that doesn't block people on Saturdays in the Big Ten or the SEC or wherever, especially late November and December.
So one of the things that I wanted to sort of pick your brain a little bit more about was this idea that, like, how much are you watching last year's tape from this group? Because you still have a bunch of guys coming back. No Bordellini, obviously, who just killed it at the combine. Good for him. Yeah. But how much do you weigh that versus what you're seeing with your own two eyes in the weight room, in practice, in the meeting room every day?
I think the biggest thing, we've obviously watched last year's film as an offensive staff through schematic cutups, situational cutups, you know, fixing their witness, asking, you know, so we're constantly having great dialogue on what were we doing here? What were we trying to do? Did it work? Was it effective? How can we make it better? Da, 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 da. And so I get to see a lot of the personnel there, but depending on how we're watching the tape or what cutups we're watching, sometimes I'm watching the guys, sometimes I'm not. You know, for me, again, it's a fresh start for guys who maybe were struggling, not in a good place, wherever they were. And guys that were in a good place, it's like, hey, how can I use this resource to go to the next step or take the next, you know, to help me get to the next level? Because number one, it's about helping Wisconsin win football games. And if Wisconsin wins football games because we're playing really well up front, then everybody gets theirs, whether that's the NFL, whether that's a starting job, whether that's recognition. And so ultimately, that's why I come back to every rep we're going to do is about playing in the Big Ten championship game. So I don't know. It's kind of roundabout there. But
No, it's perfect. I appreciate it because, you know, I came with Coach White. For me, was there 5 years the whole time I was there. And to me, that's special, but that's all I know. So I don't know the other experiences of kind of getting different tools in your toolkit. It's like having different managers, I would assume.
Yeah.
And different people. So I get it. So I like that answer. I love the positive spin.
That's exactly that's what it is. Because it could be as bad as you want it to be. If you want. I'm probably going to air as you guys get to know me over time is it is what it is. Make the best of it. Do we have things to fix? Heck yeah, we do. Do we struggle in certain areas? Yes. Am I nervous about a guy who's not played it a ton being a backup? Yes. But complaining or moping or oh man or Eeyoring about it helps nobody go in the right direction. So, hey, let's make it the best and let's move it forward.
So, Coach, you're saying you're sitting in the room with Vic and Longo and I'm sure the offensive staff as a whole. What are those like at the start? Like, there must be a lot of new terminology. You're getting to know everyone. They're probably asking you, like, hey, Coach, what do you see? What paint us like a picture of what that scenario looks. Coach, to me, that's frightening. Well, I don't know. I mean, because there's no fullback anymore, so I would be like, I don't know what to do. Braylon looks really good here.
I'm going to tell
good
you
good cut, Thack.
If we could put you back in a huddle, we would be unique and we would find a package.
Longo said at first that I would have no place.
Hey,
I'd be holding the clipboard or guarding the water on the sideline.
We could call you a guard. And I would find a way to get six linemen on the field. How's that sound? Okay.
It sounds perfect.
It's all in some
I love it. Listen, I played in the time period when I needed to be playing.
Amen.
It was perfect.
You're preaching to the choir.
Exactly. I'll let you talk on this beautifully crazy scenario that would scare me to death.
Here's what I'll say. And one of the things that I've known of Luke, you know, over the years, just guys have been with him, and he's intense, he's competitive, and you hear all that stuff. You know, to be a four-time, I think this might be like legend and lore, to be like a four-time undefeated state heavyweight wrestling champion in a storied state like Ohio, you're not going to be like – you're going to be intense. You're going to like to compete. And I said, when you coach at this level, just like everybody wants to – you know, and you see kids all the time, D1, go to the top. I want to – and kids are so fired up in recruiting, I think, to – post offers and commitments. So it's all that they hear from the people around them. Hey guys, like anything else in this world, with that comes some big responsibility. Like when you show up, it will be the hardest time in your life. So that big time college football, and that's great. And they see gear and they get the pictures and camp practice, fall camp number 26 in the second team period, that you got to be wired different to do that. And so I think, you know, I say that all in the sense that Fick, I love his, that was my biggest draw was his, I love working for defensive head coaches. You know, we're going to air in practice, probably getting every physical rep we can. We're going to get team reps. We're going to get interactive reps. Most defensive guys just like that. And so I've had a blast. When he's in there, it's questions. It's as the no different than a coordinator to a line coach. Hey, why are we doing it this way? Why are we? There is no confrontation. It's all in. Teach me. Some of us I want to like you know Longo and I right now on different stuff. Or why do you like it that way? Well, why do you like it that way after I'm done? And then let's watch tape. And you, I've had as much fun and it's probably been as productive in the last 2 months as. You know, I've been lucky to be around some really good coaches over my career, be on some staffs that are really fun, but also, like, we could grow together. We've had some good conversations, and you just go to the tape. The tape's not going to lie. We all have kind of what we like sometimes. And so it's been fun to learn, you know, from some of these guys. When we got, you know, Spalding and Letton are not old coaches by age, but, man, they are sharp. and, you know, what they can bring to the table and what we sit there and talk about. Like I said, Kenny's new with me. So to me, it's kind of the whole room is really, really sharp football guys. They're great connectors. And then, like I said, the thing outside of Fickell and his track record and success, his priorities in recruiting. Like, I like to recruit as an O-line coach. Some guys don't. You know, everything about him really appealed to the energy that I was looking for and was exciting. The opportunity to come back to the upper Midwest. You know, my family, a high majority of them live in the state of Iowa. So, you know, getting to Nashville or getting to New Jersey or getting – that was different. You know, we're going to have family around. My in-laws are 2.5 hours away. You know, my wife's back here. We got 4 kids that, you know, I got a freshman son that's at lacrosse player at Alabama, Huntsville, an engineering guy, and he's flying in tonight. They start their spring break, so he's going to enjoy Mad Town with dad for like 4 days. And then I got a junior daughter that'll be a senior. And, you know, that's a tougher move. She's, you know, got some, but she gets it. You know, she's moved a couple times. And then I got 2 little ones that are wild and crazy. And, you know, full circle, we get closer to home. That was a big one. We get to come back to this, you know, this is a program just like the University of Wisconsin. But fixed intensity, Longo's experience, you know, and I say that, and he'll bust my chops. Experience is good or bad. Are you calling me old? No, he's seen a lot of football. He's sharp. And what he's done is there's strengths and weaknesses to every offense. He knows all the strengths. He knows all the weaknesses. He's got the answers. It's like the old triple option coach that ran 3 plays in a cloud of dust. Well, we might be similar. We're just spread out. And we'll have our wrinkles in there. But that really intrigued to me. And so when we're sitting in those meetings, he's got the answers. He's open to, like, learn new things. He loves to ask questions. And totally in an open way. And so I think you go back into that room a little bit. You were asking. You got some intensity. You've got some experience. You know, you look at the track record at quarterback. I think that really intrigued and excites me. Like, I ask a lot of development questions of quarterback. And I'm not – if they say he's a good quarterback, I believe him. I really don't know the difference in a strong arm and an averagely strong arm. I like guys that win. And that's what he's got a track record of, either recruiting them and developing them. Well, hopefully that becomes the same. It's the same in the O-line. It's the same with the different position coaches. And that's all Fick wants to do. It's about winning. And to me, I think that's really important. And so as brothers do in a family, is it sure there's going to be times that, especially, you know, week in and week out in the season, where I'm sure there's some stressors and pressures and there might be some, but that's, if you're going to move forward, you've got to butt heads a little bit and ask questions and get the best product out there for our players, for our program.
So you mentioned recruiting a couple of times and that you like recruiting. Not a lot of people like recruiting in 2024, just ask Nick Saban. But so part and parcel of that is your relationship with Casey Raubach, because he's the guy who's sort of in, you know, on the player personnel side. Talk to us about your relationship with Casey and sort of how you approach recruiting in, you know, right now in 2024 with NIL deals and sponsorships and all social media and all this kind of stuff that Bernie and I are fortunately too old to have experienced.
Well, there's a lot of questions there. The first part with Casey, you know, one of the guys that he was one of the first names I knew coming in here. Because Casey and I played about the exact same time. We're about the same age. We like the same kind of music. We kind of, our jokes or our humor's on the same page. And we spent a lot of time together, whether it's evaluations of recruits, whether it's evaluations of our guys, whether it's talking ball. We came out of the same era. Now, I was the midget center at Iowa as they were trying to build a program. Casey was the All-American center at Wisconsin as they were rolling Rose Bowls up. So there's the 11-year pro career that, you know, in the pro style of blocking and putting your face on blocks and putting your shoulders into blocks. And it's safe if my eyes are up and we make contact and it's a contact sport. And there's ways to teach it that are very safe, but are still yet physical. And I think we see eye to eye on a lot of that. So – we spend as probably as much time as anybody in the building together, whether it's recruiting, whether it's ball here, whether it's scheme. And I've really enjoyed it. We're going to have a lot of fun together, him and I, just from a relationship standpoint. So that's Casey. And you hit on the recruiting piece. You know, you would take an 11-year pro that's back in college football in the days of NIL. And a lot of people complain about NIL, complain about transfer portal. I hear coaches all the time like, "Now you got to re-recruit your roster." Time out. If you're in – now my dad was a high school coach. My grandpa was a high school coach. Like, and I know there's a lot of people, the coaches might get upset. They did weights in the summer for free. There was no like, "Well, you got to pay me to train my guys." They probably coached three different sports. Or if they were a head coach, they were an assistant in two others. The relationship piece was key, not only with the kid, but his family, which then led to the community. And here it's a completely different level of our kids, their communities, whether it's in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit, whatever. And this, our town just happens to be the state of Wisconsin, and you're the college team. So a lot of that is really, really positive. And you mentioned NIL there. To me, you're at a place, as long as the O-line's important, whatever's going to happen, it's this day and age. But at least the O-line's a priority. And when you talk to kids, that becomes a big deal. Like, where can I go where O-line play is a factor? Yes, we spread it out a little more. But we still got to punch a guy in the face. You still got to drive a guy and finish. You're still going to get the same 72 snaps the guy on the other side of the ball is. So as long as that stays really important here, this is going to be a lot of fun for kids that are coming here, kids that are here, in the line room, downstairs in the weight room with Collins and his crew, as they're training for this position. And then the portal, the recruit your roster thing, I think is, it's a hill of beans. It's like the guy that says, "Well, 18 to 22, they're just different." No, they're not. They left college. They can't wait, probably get away from mom and dad and grow a little bit, make some mistakes, do some dumb stuff. You know, Bernstein, you might have had cell phones when you were in college. Casey and I didn't. We laugh about that. Just the ability to learn and make mistakes in life is where they're at. It's the people. Now, they're a lot smarter than we were because they're open to so much knowledge. Social media, I mean, maybe false, maybe real, but like, kids are smarter today. So you can't just, "Hey, this is, you're going to start here, big guy." Well, hold on. I just saw four guys older than me that aren't graduating. So you're not going to tell them what they want to hear. You got to be honest to kids. And like I said, there's recruiting and there's reality. I'm going to use reality because when they show up, it's right what they bought. It's what they're excited for, and they excel. If it's recruiting, they get here, you sold them a bill of goods, you're going to waste resources for a year with a kid who really doesn't want to be here because he came here for something different. And that's probably not always like sexy in recruiting, but when your kids that are here talk to those families when they show up, and they're like, "Yeah, everything you see is what you're going to get. Everything you're hearing, it is hard. It is physical. You do that for 4 to 5 years, you're going to the NFL. And kids go, "Well, that's all. I've been working hard." That's how they got to the phase they're at. And kids that don't like to work, it's okay. There's places for you. It ain't going to be in Madison, you know. So it's no different than with physicality. You better like hitting people.
I totally agree. And that's what football is all about still, even though there are more rules and rules. It's a lot harder to make mistakes nowadays than when you and I were in. I mean, there was no social media. There was no, you couldn't take a picture. You couldn't text anyone.
No.
Good and bad, right? Like, an NIL deal for me would have been great. It would have been really nice to have a little bit of a nest egg to leak off. So we could talk about that for days.
Yep.
But Coach, you mentioned like the culture of being physical, and I have a washed up moment. Do you ever, like, we used to throw on Ron Dayne clips in the running back room. And Cecil Martin and Chad Coon. You ever throw on like Joe Thomas and some of the other linemen from like back in the day? Or like, even if it's back in the day, like Moffitt and some of these other, you know, monsters who played in the last 10, 15 years?
Yeah. You know, we've talked about those guys in the month and a half, haven't yet. But we've talked about, I think the biggest thing for our guys is to know who they are. You know, you wouldn't believe how many kids nowadays, they don't know who Orlando Pace was, they don't know Tony Munoz. They don't know Tony Baselli. They don't know some of these guys that were the best, you know. And
right.
If they know the best at Wisconsin, I mean, you walk through the – I mean, Tippmann was just here the other day training. They were back for a wedding. And as guys are back, Ramchek's going to be back. All the guys that will come back here, like, first off, do you know who they are? And then when they're here, if you know them, talk to them.
Talk to them.
Figure out what made them great. They're the best resource there is. And that goes back to Casey. It's why I like him, because just my connection with those guys has already began. And I think to let them know that, you know, and Fick wants – we want that culture here. And so to show them, no, but that's project one when we get off this thing. That's a heck of an idea.
No, it's just – I know you've only been there a couple months, but it's always like – we always used to, when we were bored or falling asleep in a meeting, we're like, hey, Coach White, change this up. Let's watch like Michael Bennett, you know, quick hits. And let's watch, you know, Brent Moss, like anything from the best. So that's my washed up moment. But we only have you for a minute. I know we're over. We had some technical issues, which is completely normal on our show. Believe me, it's normal. It's obstacles we get over all day. Coach, spring ball's around the corner.
Yep.
What are you looking – like, what is most important to you and learning the O-line, and what are you looking forward to most about it?
Well, I think, you know, Coach Fickell's put together a great schedule where we've been able to spend – whether I'm watching him in the weight room or I'm watching him in their training and working out with Coach and his conditioning stuff this offseason, Coach Collins. So you got a good idea and listening to him talk ball, watch some of the tape, the returners. You know, you really have four guys coming back that have played. You got Benchwood, you got Brunners, guys that are more than ready to play. Like, I'm excited to watch both of those guys. But to find out, for me right now, I always say the five best. Like, with Tanner, you know, moving on, and you got Renfro stepping into a spot who's played a lot of football. You know, his leadership, you see all that in the weight room. He's the vocal guy of the group, okay? So I think we're going to have a really good, like, crew. But you have maybe seven guys that have played much college football. So it's where is that next window of what young guys are ready, who's coming along. And as we build that unit, for me, spring ball is about when we're done, where's kind of the starting five and where are they at? And then what is our plan for the next three? Who's the swing tackle? Or how do we answer an injury? Like, hey, are we going to move Huber out the tackle? He's got 2 years at it, played at Cincinnati. Are we going to – who's the next center? So we have our emergency plan for early in the year, and then you double down on the development of Cumberly, Haywood, and Duran, and the guys that are in the program that haven't done much yet, but they're on the way. And, you know, you got some of the walk-ons that are having a phenomenal spring. You got Kadenko. You got Lang. You got – and there's a handful more guys. But, like, you see some of those guys where they might be 2 years from being some of the young kids. How do we get them ready if they got to go here in the next 9 months? And I think that, the couple guys coming in, it's really about putting the best five together by the end of spring. And then what is our next plan for all five positions? And that's the fun that I get to enjoy. And that's something I'm looking forward to.
Well, Coach, we are looking forward to having you in Madison. We're juiced up about the program. You're clearly juiced up about being a Badger. And like I said, like, we're very excited to have you, and we're very excited for just everything coming down the pipe here. So first of all, thank you so much for spending some time with us here today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, Coach, thank you. This has been a pleasure.
It's been fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and thanks everyone for tuning in to Believe in Badgers on the Believe Network, presented by betonline.ag and Oak Ridge Wealth Management. Until next time, on Wisconsin.
Let's go, boys. Come on.
Let's go.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.